Vayishma Yisroi, Kohen Midyan Choisei Moshe. It's Kol Asher Osa Lekim LaMoshe LiYisrael Amai. Yisroi, the Kohen Midyan, the father-in-law of Moshe, heard everything that Hashem did to Moshe and Yisrael, his people. Ki Hoitzi Es Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Bachya says a very interesting thing here. Last week's parsha ended with Amalek. Milcham against Amalek. Then we start now with Yisroi. Right afterwards is the parsha B'chodesh HaShlishi, the parsha Matan Torah. And that's followed by parshas Mishpatim. So Ben Bachya says, what's the meaning of the smichus of these parshias? So he says it's Yodua, that the descendants of Esav, Edom, Amalek is a painful thorn in the side of Klal Yisrael throughout all of the generations. Tzai in the first Mulchama against Klal Yisrael, and Tzai the last Mulchama. Amalek is going to be involved. The first Mulchama, we were Menatzeach, Aidei Moshe, who was from Shevet Levi, and Aidei Yehoshua, who was from Shevet Ephraim. The last Mulchama will be Aidei Eliyahu, who is also from Shevet Levi, because Eliyahu is a Kohen. And Mashiach ben Yosef, who's Meshavet Ephraim. So the Shtelling Avek of the Parsha of Amalek is a remez for the future. That's going to be followed by something which is done to Yisroi. After the Mice of Amalek, Yisroi, he heard Kriyas Yamsuf Melchemes Amalek, and that made him want to be Mizgayer. Losidlovei, the same thing will happen after that Melchem against Edom and Amalek. There'll be many people that were over there by the Zohar, and they're going to be Megayer, that's Keneged Yisrei. Then comes B'chodesh HaShlishi, the Parsha of Matan Torah. Losidlovei, after that Milcham, and after people will be Megayer, Torah will be Marzor Alachsan Yerushalayim. The Hainu will get more of a clarity of Torah. The Torah will be the governing force of the world, unlike today, where we're from a Yidden, or like a Miyuta Sheb, a Miyuta, you hardly hear their voice in the world. Losidlovei, the Torah is going to be the authority, and it's going to pass through even to the Goyim through Klal Yisrael. That's the Parsha B'chodesh HaShlishi. And Parshas Mishpatim that follows that, that refers to the Yom HaDin of Tchias HaMesim. The Pasuk says about Tchias HaMesim, it's a Pasuk in Daniel. Eila l'chai oylam, ve'eila l'charofes l'diroin oylam. There's going to be a mishpat. Who's going to have Tchias HaMesim? Who's not going to have Tchias HaMesim? So it comes out that this smichus of Amalek, Yisroi, Matan Torah, and Mishpatim is a portent of what's going to be Losidlovei, the smichus HaDvarim. First there's going to be a Milchama, then there's going to be Gerim, then there's going to be a Chizuk in Koyach HaTorah, and then there's going to be the mishpat of Tchias HaMesim. Vayisaper Moshe l'choisnoi, it's kol asher osa Hashem l'pari o l'mitzrayim. Al oidos Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu told over to his father-in-law that which Hashem did to pari and to Mitzrayim, all about Yisrael. L'chayra, Yisrael already heard about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashi brings down, Vayishma Yisrael, Mashmur Shom Ubo, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mochem Zamolek. If he won Manda Omer in the Gemara, he heard about Matan Torah. He came after Matan Torah, and he heard about Matan Torah. So he already heard about all of these things. So what was the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu telling him everything? So Rashi brings down, by Yisaper Moshe l'choisnoi, limshoich es liboy l'karvoi l'tayri. To pull him in, to be makarvim to Tayri. You have to understand, what was Yisrael lacking that he still needed a Kiruv in Torah? We know Rashi brings down that he served every Avodah Zarah in the world, and to the extent of tremendous Mesiras Nefesh, he was banished from the people of his city. He put himself into a Sakana, the Medrash says. The Medrash says that the Benois Yisrael were thrown into the water. They were Hefker to the people. So Imamish went through tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. What was he still lacking in the fact that he needed Kiruv to Torah? Zavis is a different question. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks the question. We know that the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu first married Tzipora, before he took her as a wife, Yisro made a tonight with him that his oldest son should be a kumar l'avodah zarah. He should be a priest for avodah zarah. So Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz, what's that all about? Here, Yisro left every avodah zarah. He went from one avodah zarah to the next. And he was Moshe Nefesh, and Adkadem Yisiris Nefesh. He was banished from his, he was excommunicated. And yet, he insists that his first einikul should be a kumar l'avodah zarah. What's the pshat? So Chaim Shmulevitz says, a moridiki yisoid. The hardest thing for a person to be is a muchruch, to be forced to do something. It's the hardest thing. Man, by his very nature, wants to be free. Man, by his very nature, wants to be in control of himself, not being told what to do. And it started with Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, he was given one mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of not eating from the Eitz HaDa'as, but his artul ha'imena. And he became bearer of that mitzvah. And he had a cheshbon of Deslas Masbid, that the chet was L'Shem Shamayim, because Adam HaRishon felt that he could accomplish a lot more and get more schar if the Eitz HaHara is part of him and he conquers over the Eitz HaHara. It was with Cheshbainus of Lamaisa. Adam HaRishon, he wanted to act on his own. He wanted that free Bechira to act on his own. It is a very, very difficult thing to stick to exactly what you were told. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, we find had the same design. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when he fell ill, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Navi Yeshayah to be Mavaka Chayla, and to tell him that the reason why he's sick and why he's going to die is because he never got married and he wasn't the kind of Mitzvah Peruvu. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, because I saw Beruach HaKadosh, that my children are going to be Rishon. For that the Navi said, Bahadi Kashid Rachman Olamalach. Don't get involved in the hidden cheshbainus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you have to do, you have to do. They're talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, from the greatest kings, who brought his nation to a level of Torah like Kamanish, unprecedented, that a Tinnik that was a few years old was a Baki in the most intricate laws of Taharis. And yet, Chizkiyahu HaMelech found it to be a Muchruch, and to do exactly what he was told, there was an assignment over there. That's what the problem was with Yisrael. He was willing to be Moitz Nefesh, but if he had the Koyach HaBchira to do so, he couldn't find that his grandchildren should go only in one direction just because their grandfather left Avodah Zarah. He couldn't find that his grandchildren should be Mukhrachim. If they come to that realization on their own, and they're Mavatlet, that's fine with him. He's very much masking. But that they should be Mukhrach to do it, that not. See, he was lacking in the midah of being a Mukhrach. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Makarim LaTorah. He was talking on a very high madrega, and the taka was Moshe Nefesh. But that ability of being a Mukhrach, that was still beyond him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, that in order to keep the Torah, you have to be a Mukhrach. It's not easy come, easy go. Even if the Klal Yisrael said, Nasiv in Yishma, Kof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sahar Ki Gigas, the Torah does not work without being a Mukhrach. You can't take it today and then leave it tomorrow. It has to come to Derech Mukhrach. And that was what Yisrael was lacking. For that, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Makar from HaTayva. Vayichad Yisrael al kol HaTayva asha osa Hashem li Yisrael. So Rashi brings down a couple of pshatim on what Vayichad Yisrael is. In Chazal you find three pshatim. Vayichad Yisrael, one man d'amr says, it's a lashon of chedva v'simcha. He rejoiced over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made so many nisim for Klal Yisrael. Rab says, Vayichat shehevir cherev chada al besorei. He took a sharp knife, and he put it on his flesh. He was mekayim the inyan of bris milah. And then there's a third man, Amr Shmuel says, shenase besorei chidudin chidudin. His flesh became filled with goosebumps out of tzar when he heard what happened to the Mapola of Mitzrayim. So three pshat, either it means bris milah, or it means rejoicing, or it means parshat tzar. Sounds like the three pshat, the mamish have no shaykhs to each other. Certainly, the one that he was someach, and the one that he was filled with goosebumps, that's mamish mikotze lakotze, and the bris milah is totally a different pshat, that has no shaykhs with his feelings or emotions. But there's a sefer Kavanas Halev to the Krasner Rebbe, Zeichet Tzadik Lebrocha says a gewaltig pshat, that the three pshatim are mamash toli zebezeh. Yisroel L'chadchila heard about the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisroel. And he already felt good about himself. He had left every Avodah Zarah in the world, and he was confident, felt good about himself. He's on a Madrega. He has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And and that's where he'll remain. He didn't feel like being a Kabbal the Torah necessarily. He was satisfied with the way he was. But then he came to Klal Yisroel, and he heard about the Nisim and what happened to the Mapol of Mitzrayim, and he felt bad. He had tzar. Nasa besori chidudin chidudin. So he was wondering about himself. Here I thought I was on a proper madrega. So why am I not totally rejoicing of these gevaldik and nisim? And how could I still feel bid for the mapola of Rishon? So he was wondering about himself. He came to the conclusion that it must be that he still has some residue from being a guy. He still has residue, still some schmutz from his original days. And he came to the conclusion that the only etzah is lahavr cheref chad al b'soroi. He was mekayim the mitzvah bris mila. After he was takim mekayim the bris mila and he got rid of the arla, which also represents the arla's alev, then he takim felt the full simcha. Then it became vayichad yisroi, a lashon of chedva. So it comes out, it started with nasa b'soroi chidudim chidudim. After that, it was havr cheref chadah. Al Besorah, he made the Bris Mila, and then Vayichad Yisroel became a different shot. It became a lashon of Chedva and Simcha. Those of the Krasner Rebbe in the Sefer Kavanas Halev. Atoyodati ki godol Hashem mikol elokim. Now I know that Hashem is greater than any god. Ki badavar shezodu aleihem, in the very thing that they plotted against Yisrael, that is the very thing that they got destroyed. They plotted to destroy Yisrael by throwing the children into the river, and the end of the day sunk in the sea. Ramban says, "Badavar shehizidu Mitzrayim al Mitzrayim." Through what Mitzrayim was planning, I'm sorry, against Yisrael, I know that he's God only called like him. And the Ramban explains. The emes is that the etzim is out that the Mitzrayim were Meshabed Klal Yisrael. That shouldn't be a taina on them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told Avraham Avinu Geri Yezaracha Beretz Lo Lehem V'Avon Avinu Yisam Arba Me'en Shana. So for that they weren't punished after. So when Yisrael saw that the punishment came in the form of throwing them into the Yam, Yisrael was makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes exactly for what you did wrong, and for what you didn't do wrong, you don't get punished. What they did wrong was that they took their shlichus, and they carried it further. They didn't do it al shluchim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did it with complete animosity, with complete hatred, with a complete rishus. Had they done it b'tayr shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing would have happened. But the fact that Yisrael saw that what they did, the rishas, the atrocities that they committed, that's the way they were punished. He saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu does exactly midas adin. He punishes for the rishas, and he punished for the inside planet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in the heart of Bnei Adam, and he's able to separate. Hakam, I don't punish for the etzem shibud, but for the inner plottings of the heart, and what their kavana was, Badovar Hashazodu Aleihem, what they were plotting against Yidden to wipe them out, way past going far and beyond the call of duty in Rishis. For that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. And Yisrael was able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the Machshav of Bnei Adam, and how he punishes. Va'atoyen now, as a Hagdama to Matan Tevet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Va'atoyen now, Yom Shemaya Tishmu B'Kayli, if you listen to my voice, Ushmartem es Brisi, and you keep my covenant, V'yisam li zgula mikol ha'amim, and you will be separate to me, designated from all the nations, Kili kol ha'aret, because I own the entire land, V'atem and you, T'yuli mamlechus kainim v'goy kodesh. It's your doer the question, what is this lashon V'atem and you? Until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also addressing Klal Yisrael. So what it should have said was, in Shemaya Tishmu B'Kayin, Yishmartem is Brisi, V'tihi Yulim Amlechas Kayin and V'Goy Kaddish, what's V'atem and you, until Hashem is also addressing Klal Yisrael. It sounds like from the Pasuk that first he says, M'Shemaya Tishmu B'Kayin, Ushmartem is Brisi, V'yisam Lishkulim Yikola Amen. It's like he's talking to a different people. But you will be Mamlechus Kain of the Great Kaddish. As if to say that what happened until now doesn't apply to you. What's the pshat? So the Dubna Magid says a very nice pshat. The Dubna Magid in Oil Yatim says, it's your door the Hashkafis HaTayra that a person is supposed to treat Gashmi is and Chumri is and money matters as secondary in Yadim that don't have a Cheshivas L'Gabi Ruchni is. For this, Shlomo HaMelech wrote an entire Sefer Koheles. Hevel HaVolim Amr Koheles, Hevel HaVolim HaKoyel Havel, and he goes through everything in Olam HaZeh, Tachas HaShemesh, everything is HaKoyel Havel. So the Yiddish HaShkofa is that Chumrius and Gashmius, that's not important in this world. Neither Gisa, when it comes to monetary matters like Zela, even on a Shabbat Prutah, the Torah makes a big deal out of. And this Ganze Chiyuvim, taking something from somebody, even a pruta, is a chumri is the keinian, and if you swear when a day or a pruta, you have to bring kurbanis and kol minei zachin. So what's the pshat? How could it be that something that the Torah and Hashkafa considers a secondary thing, yet in such a matter, the Torah makes a big deal out of it? So Dubna Magid says a marshal ma'adavar daiman. A father, a wealthy man, a father wanted to see to it that his son has a parnasa. So he built him this massive restaurant, beautiful restaurant with all of the adornments and all of the furniture necessary and all of the perks that a restaurant has. And he supplied him with all kinds of food. It was mamish nishay. Before he opened up the restaurant, the father was mazer and the son. He says, Herzachayne, I'm giving you this for parnosa alone and nothing more than that. There'll be goyim coming in here. There's plenty of wine, expensive wine, with kol minei meats and kol minei kalim that you need to be able to serve them. But you should know, I'm only giving it to you for your parnosah. I'm not giving it for you to indulge. You stay away from this. This is not meant for you. It's meant for parnosah alone. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ideally, if everything would be in the world the way it's supposed to be, the riches of the world were given over to us. But it's only for the purpose of our parnasah. And what does it mean, our parnasah? Ruchni is the parnasah. To be able to use the riches of the world to give tzedakah, to do mitzvahs with, to be mechaber HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be nizer, not to steal. These are all ways of our ruchni is the parnasah. Money can be a very valuable thing. Yadua, the word from the Baal Shem Tov, Nesulu Mutzav Arts of Erosha Mahia Shamaima, Malachi Elokim Oilam Biyardim, by Sulam is Begamatria Mamen. It's Mutzav Arts, it looks like a Gashmi is the good thing, Verosha Mahia Shamaima, but the Kayach of Mamen, you could use Mamen. You see, Yaakov Avinu was Chosel, the Pachim Tanim, Sadikim Chaviven Aleim Amoinim, Yoysim Igufam, why? Because Sadikim and Poshkin Yedayim Begezel. As Chazal say, every penny that they have is honest. They stay away from Gezel. That's a Ruchni Zdika Parnosa that comes through money. And every penny they know could be used to support Torah, to support Aniyim, to support Talmidei Chachamim, to support Chesed organizations. That is the Parnosa. But when it comes to yourself, your own personal gain, the Torah says stay away from it. Just like in the Marshal, the father told the son, this is meant to be Mepharnes others, and that will give you your Gashmi as the Parnasa. By using the money to be Mepharnes others, that will give you your Ruchni as the Parnasa. That's shot in the Torah over here. Va'ato and Shamaya Tishmu B'Kayli, U'shmartem as Brisi, V'yisem Lis Gula Mikola Amen, Kili Kola Arts, I own everything. And to the nations of the world, you will look like the Parnasim. You're supporting everybody. Their sustenance comes from you. And you're being mefarnes others with this. Obevatem, you for yourself. Your tachlis has to be ti yulim amlechas kain v'goy kodesh. You have to be oisik in ruchnius. The Gemara says about Rav Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that before he was nifter, he lifted his 10 fingers to Shemayim. He was wealthy beyond belief, from Yudan Nasi. He was wealthy, wealthier than Shvarm Alka. The people used to say they'd rather have the manure of the animals of Yudan Nasi than to have the riches of Shvarm Alka. Yet, before he was Nifter, he lifted his fingers to Shemaim and he said, Goli v'yodua l'fanecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I never had anah from any of the riches my whole life. So what was the tachlis of it? Not for his own personal anah. He used it to be mefarnes others. He used it to do mitzvahs with. He used it for his own ruchnis de kaparnasa, but not for his own personal physical gain. Zocharis yayim ha-shabbos l'kache. Sheishes yom tavid vasisa kom lachtecha. Yom ha-shvi shabbos l'shem alaykecha l'sasa kom lachas. You do it, the gra asks three questions on this. Zocharis yayim ha-shabbos l'kache. Why does the Torah have to tell me that you'll be able to work for 6 days, Pshita? Why would I have a Havanina that you can't work for 6 days? The Iker is it should have said that Shabbos, you're not allowed to work. But what's the Sheishas Yom Tavayit Vasisa Kom Lachtecha? What do I need the Torah to tell me this? Second of all, Sheishas Yom Tavayit Vasisa Kol Malachtecha. What's the Kol coming to be married? Everything. What is that marb? Usually calls marb or something. Number three, you won't do any work. Why did you say leisase malacha? What is the call coming to tell us? There's a gemara in the Sefer Shabbos that says, if somebody was walking in the midbar and he forgot what day it is today, and maybe he's not going to know when Shabbos is, what should he do? So he counts 6 days, including today. He counts 6 days, and the seventh day he calls Shabbos. Now, he has to be in the Yachid of the day for Shabbos. As far, that's Zacharis and the Shabbos. But as far as Malacha, all 7 days have an equal Halacha. Hayos, it's a Suffolk when Shabbos is. He's only allowed to do the bare minimum Malacha that he has to survive. Pikuach Nefesh, that he's allowed to do. So it comes out, the 6 days of the week he's limited. He could only do the bare minimum. And Shabbos is not a full Shabbos Kodesh because he has to do Malacha to keep alive. For that, the Torah tells us, Zacharis Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Remember when Shabbos is. With that, you're going to gain two things. Sheishes Yom Tavad Vosisa Kol Malachtecha. For 6 days, you'll be able to work and do all of your Malacha, not just the bare minimum to survive. Number two, then you won't have to do any malacha, not even what you need to survive, because Pashit, you know, you will have done it before. This is all the rumors in the parish of Zacharis Yom Shabbos L'Kadshei. Before the Dibris, it says, Vayidaber Elokim es kol hadvarim ha'ela leima. Elokim spoke all of these words saying, and it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Why anoichi? Why not ani Hashem aleikecha? Abbas is anoichi. So the psikter Abbas, he says a nifladigga thing. Omer of Nechemya, mahu anoichi? Anoichi is Egyptian. It's not Lashon Kodesh. Anoichi is Mitzri. Lamad Avri Daimon. There was a melech whose son was taken captive by captors. And he was there for a long time with the captors. And he learned how to talk like them, and that became his language. And the king, and he finally was able to get his son back, and he wanted to speak with him, so he couldn't speak his father's language. So what did the king do? He learned the language of his son, that he should be calm and comfortable, and he spoke the language of his son. So here too, because the Yidden in Mitzrayim spoke Mitzri, so Mimela HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to startle them, so he spoke with them in a lashon of Mitzri. The Sefer Hadar Zakenim says that not only was Anoichi b'lashon Mitzri, but the entire Aseres HaDibris was said b'lashon Mitzri, because that is the language that Yidden spoke in Mitzrayim. So the Shaloh HaKadosh asks a question that this contradicts what is commonly accepted, that the schus of the Yidden in Mitzrayim was Shloishinu, was Shloshainam, was Malbushan, and so on. Right? They kept the Lashon. So what's the Pshat? How does this Medrash Shtim with that. So there are those that answer. There's a radak on the pasuk in Tehillim b'tzeis Yisrael mi'mitzrayim beis Yaakov mi'am loyes, that the Bnei Yisrael, they spoke mitzris with the mitzrim, but beinam v'bein atzmam, when it came to themselves, they spoke lashon kodesh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why he spoke mitzris, he wanted to show that he is imay anaychim b'tzara. He wanted to show that he identifies with them, and that he's compassionate to them. He understands where they're coming from. He remembers that they were in Golus. So to share in their pain, he spoke mitzris to show that he feels the Golus together with them. And so he's up the Radak. But I saw in the Sefer Eitzer Plois HaTaira that he gives a different teretz. I'll be the Sefer Marv HaShemesh. The Marv HaShemesh says that the Taka spoke mitzri in Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? Shalai Shinuas L'Shainam. They didn't change their way of talk. They didn't speak like the Mitzrayim. They didn't speak Nibble Peh. They didn't speak Lashon Hara. They didn't speak words of Kfira. They didn't speak in a Grubba Oifen. They spoke in a Galasana Oifen in a refined manner, as is befitting B'nai Melachim. B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yankiv. That's Shach Sholei Shinu Es L'Shainam. But the Etzem Lashon that they spoke in Mitzrayim was Tachet Lashon Mitzris. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Torah, the Aseres HaDibris and Lashon Mitzris. Those are the Gemara of HaShemesh, and I'll be that. Each voice that Torah explains this Medrash. Kaber es avicha v'esimecha, l'man yarichin yomecha al adama, asher Hashem alekechem noisim. What's the reason that this mitzvah, there's other mitzvahs as well, but what is the midah connected midah? Vosef is the schar for the inyan of kibbut of is arichas yomim. So Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Zeket Tzadu B'Kodesh L'Brachah, says, because a person might say, Emes, I'm a chuyiv to mechabit my father and my mother, but who says I'm a chuyiv to give up time for that? The halachi is the Gemara and Kedushin Paskins. Am I a chuyiv to give up my money? Do I have to spend money on my parents? I'll be there, no. Mechabdai over mishalavit. You don't have to be mechabdai from your own. So the chayra, a person that would have a makam to say, but so I have to go, why should I have to give up my time? I'm losing something, I'm giving up my time. Right? So for that, the Torah promises us, don't think that you're going to end up losing time on the deal. You're going to end up gaining time. HaKadosh Baruch is going to pay you back kefil kiflayim, lefi what you did for your parents. So it's nishmeinu that you're losing. If anything, you're gaining time. L'man yarichin yomecha. A good Shabbos.